Residents of Toronto pride themselves on being socially conscious, environmentally aware, and easygoing. But the Canadian city has a new mayor who likes to swim against the tide. Millionaire businessman Rob Ford has been mayor for 7 months now, and he's making good on his conservative agenda. And as Anita Elash reports, he's winning fans in the traditionally liberal city.
You know, we're going to divide ourselves up today into two groups.
Mayor Rob Ford isn't pulling any punches as he speaks to Toronto city councillors at their monthly public meeting. He's trying to persuade them to privatize garbage collection, a move that would undercut the city's powerful labor unions. In Ford's view, councillors are either with him or against him.
You're going to have one side of council that is going to support high taxes, big spending, out of control union contracts. Or we're going to have the other side of people that are going to have respect for taxpayers' money, that want to bring accountability to City Hall, that are sick and tired of the tax and spend socialists down in the city.
Ford's argument might seem familiar to an American audience. He's often touted as the leader of a sort of Tea Party North. Since his election last November, Ford has relentlessly pursued a populist right-wing agenda. On his first day on the job, he repealed a $60 per vehicle environment tax. He's canceled plans to add more light rail to the city's underdeveloped public transit system. He said it would have interfered with cars, and he's frozen property taxes. Now, the city may have to cut services to make up for an $800 million shortfall. Royson James writes a column for the Toronto Star newspaper. He says Toronto has rarely seen such a conservative leader.
Ford came in and immediately saying, we want to privatize everything. That's the American ethos. It's not Toronto. And that's why Rob Ford is news. Just the way he does politics is quite different than what we're used to.
One of Ford's most vocal opponents is City Councillor Adam Vaughan. He says Ford could undo decades of progress in Toronto, a city that was recently ranked as the second best place in the world to live.
If you want to participate in that race to the bottom of constant slashing and privatization and cutting government and cutting taxes, you end up with a city that doesn't provide services for itself, where the poor get poor and the rich move out. And then you're left with what you have in many American cities, which is a dead downtown core. That's the trajectory that this kind of ideology puts us on.
But Ford is extremely popular here. Recent polls suggest 70% of Torontonians support him.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good, good.
He's especially well-liked in the city's suburban areas like Scarborough, where he's come to inaugurate a new bus stop in front of a treatment center for handicapped children. The center tried unsuccessfully for 30 years to get the stop. After he was elected, Ford made it happen. These women say that's one of the reasons they voted for him.
He stood up strong for what he believed in, and he was real. Like, he just said what he said. And you either liked it or you didn't like it. Period.
He seems to be willing to shake things up, and I think it's needed. I think there's a lot of waste. And to have somebody who's going after that sort of waste is a good thing.
Hi, Mr. Ford.
Hello,
nice to meet you.
Ford rarely meets with journalists. When he does, he presents a simple vision for the city.
It's going to be very clean, very safe, prosperous city. Taxes will be lower than what they are now. People have more money in their pockets so they can spend more and create jobs and stimulate the economy.
He says one way he's already stimulated the economy is by ending what he calls the war on cars and repealing the $60 vehicle tax.
How many cities implement a $60 car tax? How many cities reduce lanes of traffic for streetcars and bike paths and bike lanes?
When he's reminded that London has a vehicle tax and New York is building hundreds of miles of bike lanes, he seems surprised.
They must not like cars, right? If you're going out and forcing people that drive a car to pay more, what do you call that?
Some people call it environmentalism.
I call it a war on the car.
Ford plans to spread his brand of taxpayers' rights beyond Toronto. His former campaign manager is organizing an advocacy group to promote conservative values across the province of Ontario. Ford has said that someday he'd like to be Canada's prime minister. For The World, I'm Anita Elash in Toronto.
You can see a video of Toronto Mayor Rob Ford talking about why bicycles shouldn't be on the road at theworld.org.